Well, I was born in West Texas, pretty near California, far away from Dad's home in D.C. When I'm talking about myself, and they're talking about myself, all of us are talking about me. Now, some may retort to personal attacks, take the high horse, claim the low road. But I am not a revengeful person. No, I simply respond with this ode. When I delivered the state of the budget address, I offered up a question or two. How can a man still put food on his family? Will the toll booth to the middle class become more few? No, it's time to make the pie higher. This idea is sure to resonate. This is no time to be sublimitable. No, it's time we must unificate. Because you see, when there's more trade, there's more commerce. And we'll bring this solution to an end. Even if your business is Hispanically owned, whether you speak French or Mexican, we're working for a hopefuler country, no longer Vulcanized, where humans and fish can coexist and each act civilized. I think we can agree that the past is over. Still, we're held hostile everywhere. These days we don't know who they are, but we certainly know that they're there. No longer inoculated from the mistakes of the past with a foreign-handed foreign policy, we'll keep good relations with Kosovoans and Grecians and avoid emotionality. Now we know that reading is the basics of learning. And learning, well, I forget the rest. But teach a child to read and he or her will pass a literacy test. So I ask you, is our children learning? Will we tolerate failed subsidization? Or will this be where wings finally take dream and not a cufflink of federalization? So if you're tired of the politics of polls and of principles, it's time that you join this campaign. We're looking for women who will serve this country, and never the house will they stain. With faith as the basics of our belief, where a troop can house his family, we'll find power to power the power of the power plants. No, you'd best not misunderestimate me. With every word and every breath, our language dies a slow, sad death. Hail to the chief, let's give him hail. Part Yogi Berra, part Dan Quayle.